Okay, we're rolling.
We are rolling.
Do you want
to
sing the song?
Sing.
Oh, it's my turn to sing. Yeah. All right. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Good job.
And welcome to Wrinkled Sheets. I'm your host, Steve, and that's my co-host over there,
Janet.
Yeah, we share a house together, and sometimes we fight. And sometimes we record.
We really don't fight.
No, we don't. I'm trying to make this.
It's kind of weird. Like, is that weird that we don't fight?
I think it's because you just don't care. Really.
Really?
If you cared.
I don't care.
If you cared, you would have an opinion about something, and you would, like, stand up for it, and you would yell at me and throw stuff every once in a while.
I kind of did today. I came home. I'm like, are you going to fix dinner? Well, I can. What do I do? Really?
I didn't say it like that at all.
Cook the chicken. Well, you want me to boil it? No, it's seasoned. That would take all of the seasoning out.
Well, I was just...
Do you want me to fry it? No, I don't want to be fat.
Well, I didn't mean fry it, like batter it up and fry it. I meant like throw it in a frying pan and skillet fry it. That's what I meant.
Ah.
And how did I end up cooking it?
You pan cooked it.
I pan fried it.
You didn't fry
I?
It. You didn't use oil, did you?
No. I did a little bit. Hold on. Let me grab
Butterfly
this.
The dog wants to say hello. You can follow her on Twitter at Butterfly the dog.
Butterfly does have her own Twitter account. I keep forgetting. Sometimes you tweet for her.
Sometimes you tweet for her.
But most of the time, neither one of us tweet for her.
She's very quiet.
So anyway, made the chicken.
It was good.
It was very good.
Good job.
Thank you very, very much.
We tried something new.
Archer Farms from Target has their own brand of flatbread kind of pizza-like things.
And how much were they?
They were $3.99 a piece.
I say, let's not buy those again.
That's your review?
Yes, okay. And I have it still fresh on my palate.
So you did not like either one of them, which was one was a goat cheese, onions, and sun-dried tomatoes, and the other was brie cheese and balsamic drizzle.
Right.
And you didn't like either one of them?
No.
Oh.
Is that bad?
No. Uh-uh.
That's my opinion.
That's okay. I thought they might be good because they sound like the things that we like in general, but I guess the crust was not up to either one of our...
It was
like,
bad.
You hated it. I just
It was
didn't.
Bad. It was just bad.
But I thought it was a nice little extra to go with the chicken.
It was. We probably could have saved some carbs and went with salad.
We could have. All right, we've wasted enough time reviewing bad pizza. Let's get on with episode 340.
Why do you act like things we're talking about other people don't want to listen to? Maybe they do. And you totally just made up a number.
I know.
Are we going to
do that? I pulled it out of my butt. Is there stuff on it? Look. No, I just was... The podcast that I've been listening to today as I was driving around town, several of them went, it's episode 400.
They all do that. And I'm like, crap.
Should we be doing that?
I think it's too late. We're at, like, year four now,
I can
right?
go back and count. I mean,
well,
it's
no,
all...
Well, no, we've been doing this for about 3 years.
Right. But does it help people? Should we say the date right up front? Because does
no,
it make a difference?
No, because I feel like if they listen to it 2 weeks from now, which will likely happen and we haven't posted a new one, they'll be like, oh, this isn't relevant.
But if people start to listen to it, they can go, oh, I have heard this one, but maybe this tricks them into listening to it again.
We don't start the same way every time. We may sing the same song, but we never start the same way.
At all. And I think I almost listened today to the same podcast twice.
I've done that before.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I must not have been completely listening.
That's what I was thinking, because I'm like, oh, wait, I remember this part.
Well,
or then I got to thinking, are they just talking about it again?
Mm-hmm.
So I kept listening a little further and went, oh, no, they've done this before. This was the Say What podcast guys that with Tom Chase and Sweet Grand Cracker.
Yeah. Speaking of other podcasts, I cheated on you.
What?
I was on another podcast.
What?
Outside of Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
And you did a very good job. You
Thanks,
did a damn
babe.
Fine job. You were like a sous chef on that thing.
I don't know what that means, but thanks.
I was impressed with your talents. It's like you saved all it for that show. What?
Wow. Maybe because they were talking to me smart talk.
Oh, I don't ever
and
talk.
And you're like, pretty girl, pretty girl. No, we don't talk about country music. Pretty girl.
We don't.
We don't.
And they didn't either.
Right.
So why'd you bring that up?
Because that's really the only guidelines you've given me.
Yeah, it really is.
Don't be dumb.
But they did a, y'all had a good time.
And when we say they, we mean Hillbilly Nerd Talk. And you can
Hank
check
and
them
Petra.
Out
Hi,
at
I'm
HillbillyNerdTalk.com. And they are just, I love them. I love them. They are intellectual, they're funny, and they're normal. Period. What? HillbillyNerdTalk.com.
Wrinkle,
awesome.
Wrinkle change, wrinkle change, wrinkle change. No, I'm teasing.
Oh.
I'm teasing. No, I listened to them.
I pimped us out on there.
I know. I appreciate that. And they pimped us out because he brought up Remasculate, or you did. I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he let me tell the story.
Okay. But it was fun. You guys, I was trying to remember some of the stuff.
And it was hard because I couldn't see them.
You brought up stuff. I was like surprised when I'm listening, like, oh, wait a minute, you started that topic. What?
I don't know. Maybe it was the couple Malibus I had had. I don't know.
Well, you were like so nervous. You were like,
I was
countdown.
Pacing.
1 hour, 42 minutes.
Oh, I started at like 8 hours.
Minutes. Like, 10 minutes. I better make him another Malibu. That's your third one. I don't care. 5 minutes.
I was so nervous. And they were so awesome. They're such dolls. And Petra is going to be on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Oh, she's
going
to do it?
Yes.
Yay. Now that you figured out how to Skype record.
Yep. So I'm going to actually have to do that.
Good for you.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about, Mr. McGrew?
Well, Janet Blair.
Do we want to talk about your cell phone debacle?
My T-Mobile switch over from AT&T?
You're frustrated.
I am.
You need to voice this frustration.
I am
get
a little,
it out.
I am a little
so
bit.
So you don't take it out on me and the dogs.
And I shot it a little bit on the vlog today.
Oh, good job.
But I don't know if I'll post it because I didn't get enough shot. And I know you didn't shoot any vlog stuff because you're at work and you don't shoot any vlog stuff.
I don't even see my phone half the day. It's like on my desk and I'm not there.
I know.
I'm in meetings.
So anyway, I was on my way to T-Mobile because I got a letter from AT&T. Well, actually, I got a bill from AT&T, which I assume was my last bill.
Because you were with AT&T for several years. Mm-hmm. You just recently switched over to T-Mobile, and they were supposed to buy out your contract.
Yeah, because AT&T, I broke my phone with a week to go. They had a week
and
left.
And they were not nice.
They really weren't nice about it.
They're like, well, you could
pay
$700.
Yeah, well, you could pay. You have insurance, so you could pay the $100 and fix your phone. Or you could wait and go to the 6. Remember, not the 6 Plus. You go to the 6. And I was like, what if I wanted to go to the 6 Plus? Well, you'd have to pay the big...
$400, right?
Yeah, I'm like, well, my phone is broken right now. You're going to make me wait. So anyway, I was annoyed. I went to T-Mobile where they do the, hey, we'll get you out of your contract. You know, we'll pay and we'll put you in the 6 Plus and you'll be on your way out the door. Boom.
And you weren't 100% sure, so... You mulled it around a little bit.
Yes.
And so you waited until you left the state.
Yes.
And then you went into T-Mobile and switched.
Yes.
And now Colorado's T-Mobile store needs the big honcho to be in the store for you to get helped.
Well, yeah. So let me back up with this. So I get I pay the bill from AT&T, and I think everything is good. I think that's my last bill. But then I get this letter yesterday that says... Since you have not paid this $200-something bill, which that wasn't the bill, it was $100-something, we are disconnecting your phone service. Well, I assumed it's already been
handled.
Disconnected, and I'd already paid the $100-something that was the other bill, so that means by $200, something else came in.
Something is amiss.
Something is amiss. So I go over to T-Mobile and say, hey, I thought signing up with you guys got me out of the other, and they said, well, it should have, let me look up at your phone number. They look me up. They go, oh, you didn't sign up here in this state. Well, it's T-Mobile. What difference does it make? I have the same number because they let you keep that now.
Right.
So what difference does it make? I couldn't figure that. She's like, well, let me go talk to somebody. She comes back and said, well, you need to talk to the manager. They won't be here till tomorrow. And besides, you don't have your bill. You have that letter, and you need your actual bill. Okay, all right. So now I have to go back to T-Mobile, and this gets more confusing than it was because I thought it was, hey, come by your T-Mobile store, and we'll get you out and get you on your way.
It is never easy.
Nothing is ever easy.
Yes, it talks. Well, hopefully tomorrow you'll get some everything fixed, and the next podcast we can try and remember to give an update, and you'll be loving T-Mobile again.
All right. And the one thing that was good today, I have to say this, was I had said, well, I hadn't gotten a bill from T-Mobile yet. So she goes, well, you know, we're kind of a billless company. We don't like to, you know, we don't like to send out. We'll probably check your, you have the online T-Mobile account. Did you sign up for that? I go, yeah, I did when I got the, well, check that. So I checked that. And
did
I don't
you
have
owe
it.
Money?
No. I mean, I do. I have my regular bill. It's not due until 4:20. I thought that was cute. But there's no surprises. Remember I told you I was kind of worried about extra charges just because it's your first bill. What are they going to stick on it?
Uh-huh.
So there's, according to this, it doesn't look like there's any surprises other than I may not be out of my AT&T thing yet.
Well, hopefully tomorrow. It's going to be your magical Friday.
Please, please.
What else has been going on? Any new food or
Taco Bell
fun?
Has the new breakfast food.
Right. And again, we neglected to communicate properly because I thought we were going to do a deboxing, and that didn't happen today.
Well, we are going to. The confusion was, I saw it on the website, I showed it to you, and you said, we should do that for the show. And I said, yes, we should do that. And we were going to record yesterday.
Yes.
And I didn't get it. And then I forgot that we were doing it today. But it's a breakfast food. So I couldn't. It's something I should have gotten this morning and held on to. But then again, does Taco Bell serve it 24 hours? I don't know. Because
Google right now.
Because I can't. We're recording. I don't like to do that. It always makes for a pause. But I could do that in a second. Anyway, I'm confused. What am I going to say? McDonald's. This has just turned to shit now. McDonald's has gone 24 hours with their menu.
Breakfast?
Breakfast.
I didn't know that. That's big news.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So.
And Sonic has always been breakfast 24 hours. Because you never know when you want a pancake.
Well, I think they should serve burgers 24 hours.
They don't?
No, because McDonald's switches the menu. Remember, at 10:30, they switched the...
But if they're doing it 24 hours now...
Shouldn't they do burgers 24
right.
hours?
Right. Do you want a burger at 6 a.m.?
Sometimes I do. I have sometimes when I'm traveling, like in an airport and stuff. Like, I haven't had... You know, you get up at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
By 10, you're like...
It's lunchtime.
It's lunchtime.
I got you. So the world's going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've even, like, been out of touch when it comes to news, but they are all up in arms about Indiana. And we talked about this a little bit on Hillbilly Nerd Talk, but then there's been developments since that was like 4 days ago.
Like what?
Like the business that was being accused of saying, well, I'm not going to serve.
Oh, yeah, the pizza place.
Gay and lesbians because it's now my right to
not
serve them.
Well, they didn't say they wouldn't serve them. They said they wouldn't cater a wedding. They did say that they're come in, have pizza. They would not. It's not that they wouldn't serve them. They did not feel that catering a wedding would be fitting for them because then it would be condoning.
And is that what they were saying? And then it has come out that was all fabricated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then another thing similar to that happened around the same time was. We're going to talk about country music for a second. Little Big Town is a country music group that I love. I actually just saw them in concert a couple months ago. And their latest CD, Painkiller, has a song on it that I have said a couple months ago that I love this song. It's called Girl Crush.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the words, it's about a woman scorned. And she has a girl crush on this girl because the girl is with the guy she wants to be with. Right? But people...
That's weird.
So it comes out...
That's weird.
Shut up.
It is weird. Think about it.
I'm not asking your opinion about the song.
Oh.
Shut down.
Fine.
Not talking about country music. But then it came out that radio stations were not playing it because people thought it had to do with having a girl crush on another girl. So things blew up. Like, radio stations are stopping playing this. And then all the country artists came out with wearing the Little Big Town trucker hat that says girl crush. And then come to find out, that might be a fabrication.
Oh, really?
That might not actually be true.
Well, how did that come about?
I just saw that recently, that, you know, it was a fabricated story, but guess what? Little Big Town got some headlines about it.
Does it say who fabricated or who started it?
I haven't. No. No.
You've been in your cubicle and you saw a headline.
Who fabricated the Indiana thing? I don't know. But the fact that they're now coming out and saying it's fabricated. I almost bought one of the trucker hats, but they're $30 and I don't wear hats that much.
The Indiana thing was fabricated by a local news story that went around looking and asking questions of small...
So it was fabricated by a reporter?
Yes.
Not a news story?
Yes. It was like put together by sound bites and stuff.
So the news people need to stop making stuff up.
They do. Like, I was just listening earlier to another news story that was talking about a story that said the Playboy Mansion had a bunch of tunnels that went to celebrities' houses.
And that was fabricated?
Yes.
And you were shocked that that was fabricated?
No, I wasn't. But that's what they were talking about, that they reported that, but they weren't reporting the whole thing about... what's the Utah senator? I can't think of his name. Harry...
Connick Jr.?
No.
Harry Reid?
Yes, Harry Reid.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Very good. I couldn't think of the name. But Harry Reid had lied about Mitt Romney, saying he hadn't paid taxes for 10 years.
Why would he do that?
And he said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? He actually lied and then just said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? So...
Wow.
The news people didn't look into either... one of these stories well, but they did report the Playboy tunnel.
So
and they're saying that, that's what this show was talking about, that the media is not doing its job anymore. That in this day and age, media is just not doing its job.
And I went to school for broadcast journalism, and that fact-checking, it's a part of your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's so ridiculous.
I think what they're doing now is they just throw stuff up on the internet. Because they want to be the first one or whatever, break a story.
Right.
And they're going to make money off of how many clicks you get on a website.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the story's not real, they're like, look how many clicks we got.
Right.
And then later on they go, oh, we found out that story wasn't true.
And then you get more clicks because people are like, what are you talking about? It's a vicious cycle.
And I think real news agencies don't have the investigative people anymore. Like they've cut those staffs down.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just grabbing stories from wherever. And if they steal one off take a story off of some random gossip website, they'll say, you know, such and such is reporting. Well, that doesn't make it right.
It's true. It's true. And they are competing because, you know, you have all of these now. Now you must
need
be
more.
Now.
It's 24 hours of news. We need more stuff.
Right. Twitter, you know, Facebook. People are nowing it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard this story earlier that I was Googling about a woman that stabbed her boyfriend over salsa.
I don't like salsa. You can have it.
Well, I was about to Google that. The first thing that drops down is woman stabs boyfriend for farting in her face.
Don't fart in my face. I'll stab you.
And there
I
was
will
a whole,
cut you.
There was a whole lot of woman stabs. That you know how you type in something and it drops down?
Women are going crazy.
Women be crazy.
Women be crazy. There was a naked woman that attempted to rob a convenience store.
What, she need clothes?
What?
For clothes?
A convenience store? I think not, no.
What was she doing?
It was in Charleston, West Virginia. She's accused of attempted robbery. Police got a call early this morning about a robbery at the One Stop convenience store in West Virginia. At the same time, they were responding to a call about a naked woman in a nearby parking lot. Turns out the One Stop was really one stop to solve both complaints. Officers found a naked woman later identified as Dreema Setliff. She's 30 years old, hiding in the store's electrical closet. Witnesses told the police that Setliff walked into the convenience store carrying a towel, grabbed the female clerk by the hair, and demanded that she open the safe. Yeah. A witness opened the store door to the so the cowering clerk could flee. The unidentified woman stayed until the deputies arrived. For reasons that are unclear, Setliff stayed and hid in the electrical closet where deputies found her. I'm thinking drugs were involved.
I'm thinking drugs had to be involved.
Yeah, that's way more than alcohol,
why'd
right?
Why would she have a towel? It had to be drugs. I'm high. I need a towel before I go out.
Yeah.
So she was naked and robbing the store. It wasn't like she was naked and hungry, naked getting some chips.
Naked trying to find some clothes. Mm-mm. Nope.
So what's the story there about the...
In Ohio.
That's the salsa story?
Yes. Yes. So an Ohio woman allegedly stabbed her boyfriend multiple times Sunday after complaining that he had been eating all of the salsa. I think this was a straw that broke the camel's back. But police found Ronnie Buckner, 61, bleeding outside his Akron, Ohio home around 4 p.m. And Phyllis Jefferson, who was 50, 11 years younger than him.
What?
Had stabbed
him.
Gotta
stay with those young crazy women.
Right. She had stabbed him, not with a knife, not with scissors, with a pen. After she started yelling about his salsa intake. So watch out. Don't be eating my ice cream.
Did he eat her salsa? Was it just the salsa? Does it say?
It doesn't give ownership to the salsa. She tried to knock his TV over, and he had to catch it from falling.
And that's when she stabbed him with a pen?
Yeah, yeah.
I think drugs were involved.
I think, yeah. And she stabbed him in the stomach. And then the drunken Florida woman stabbed her boyfriend with an 8-inch blade after he farted in her face during an argument. Have you ever had anyone fart in your face?
That's how you get pink eye.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought you had to actually get the fecal matter in your eye. Wouldn't they have to be naked farting in your face?
I think little just fecal things fly out, doesn't it?
I don't know. I've never tested farts.
You never smelled your underwear after a fart?
No. Oh, listen to this.
Okay.
The lady was 37.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly knifed her lover of 6 years, Willie, who was 53.
Oh.
Yep. As they watched television in their apartment.
Another crazy young one.
They're fighting about cash when Butler got up to go to the kitchen and broke wind in her head. On her head. On her head. Not in her head. That makes no sense.
Well, do you think it was in her general direction, or do you think he actually stood up, like, put his butt in her face, like, that's what I think of your argument, bitch. That kind of thing.
I don't know that he said something like that, but possibly. Yeah. But he was so drunk, he couldn't even give a statement.
Does it say where she stabbed him?
Left arm.
No good stabbing.
So, babe, don't eat my salsa.
And don't fart in your face.
Don't fart in my face.
Again.
And don't hide my clothes.
Okay. I won't do...
Those are some guidelines to avoid crazy.
I won't do any of those.
So, we got to have a follow-up. Remember last week we gave tips for strong relationships?
Oh, wait, yes, tips for strong relationships. But before we do that...
What you got?
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back with your story.
And if you don't like breaks, let us know.
Okay.
All right. But break time
break
and
time.
Go.
We are not here to please you. Instead, we are two guys from faraway land of Finland.
Talking about things like...
superhero-like animals,
forest porn,
space travel and science,
getting old,
and general geekery.
And you can listen to us and find us at wearenothertopleaseyou.blogspot.fi
and beardsandbullshit.com/WANHTPY.
We are, of course, also on Facebook, iTunes, and Stitcher.
And now we're back. What's your story?
We really need to plan stuff like that.
I know.
You need to, like, have a sign.
I know.
Instead of cutting me off in mid-thought.
I know. But you've got somebody's ad you wanted to drop in.
So. Not in our podcast.
No, it wasn't?
No.
Or I'll drop one in from mine. Okay, go ahead.
I figured. So, last week we gave some tips on lasting relationships.
Uh-huh.
It's been 7 days, and we have not.
And we've lasted.
Not done 20-second hugs.
We have too. We danced last night. We slow danced last night to a whole song. That is like a week's worth of 20-second hugs.
That was the night before last.
Seems like yesterday.
And that doesn't count.
It doesn't?
No.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So we need to do more 20-second hugs?
I did one
this morning, I thought.
That didn't count. Do you remember the description of the 20-second hug?
Well, you have to hold each other hip to hip for 20 seconds?
Yes. Not pee-pee to pee-pee.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Have you talked to anybody else about that?
No, it's only between you and I. Why would I talk to about our relationship?
I don't know if you brought the 20-second hug up to anybody else. Whether you said, hey, has anybody else heard this?
Each other for 20 seconds every day?
What do you talk about to the girls at work?
I haven't actually had much talking at work lately. It's been so crazy. But typically, we'll talk about random stuff.
Like?
Like, you know, Mindy had like this ginormous ice scraper today for her car. It's like 6 foot tall. It's pretty awesome. We talked about that.
And why would she have that? Because it might snow today?
Well, her thought is if she brought it in to be prepared, then the snow wouldn't come. And she was right.
And she was right.
So smart. Such a smart lady. Let's see. Kate and I like to talk about clothes and makeup. Kathy and I like to talk about her dating life. Christy and I talk about just a little bit of everything, but not relationships.
What do y'all talk about if it's not relationship?
How we feel fat, finances.
I had a feel fat the other day.
Yeah, you and her both did it at the same time. I felt very bombarded by I'm feeling fat.
I'm feeling fat.
She messaged me, you text me, and I was like...
I thought that was just a girl thing.
It's not. It's a girl and Steve thing.
But one day when you wake up and you kind of go, I just feel fat. I feel like my fingers feel fat. Like,
you feel bloated.
Maybe is that what it is?
And you're retaining water. Like
salt. Too much
lots
salt
of
or
sodium.
Something. Just feel like.
But you got to be careful.
Fat.
Got to be careful. But I found another couple article we should talk about.
What is that?
Actually, you found it. The top 10 reasons why couples argue.
Because they didn't do the 20-second hug.
Right. And because they used tones like that.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
So, number one is sex.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the most likely to be unexpressed, as bringing up the subject can make both parties self-conscious when they get in between the sheets, and losing self-consciousness is what sex is all about. However, the differences can be summed up pretty simply. Either one partner wants more, or one partner wants less, or in worst case scenario, both.
And where does that fall with us?
I don't know, babe. Where does it fall with
us? That's what I'm asking you. You read it. I said, where does this fall with
us? How do you
feel
when it comes to our sexual relationship?
I feel...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is a podcast. They don't need to know that.
Oh, okay.
You were about to share some stuff.
I was. You asked me, so I feel like we're all friends. Everybody that listens to these
things.
We're all friends. We share things. And we talk about things together.
We do.
But this doesn't need to be discussed
here.
What's the second one?
Tidiness and cleanliness. Never have there been two people who had exactly the same standards in these areas. To one person, the other will always be a slob. To the slob, the other will be a control freak. Accepting these differences and that are limits to the amount of the other is capable of changing. You can't change someone, but you can make compromise.
Right. I've accepted your ways. So I'm okay.
I'm sorry. What?
I said, I've accepted your ways, and I'm okay with it. You know, would you just kind of throw your stuff down?
Do I?
Giant piles of clothes here.
Okay. During the week, I'm kind of throw and go. But I'll clean up on the weekend. You are a hoarder.
Throw and go's worse.
No, it's not.
Throw and go is much worse than somebody that just says, I think I should probably hold on to this. It might be worth something one day.
I cleaned out the kitchen 5 years together almost, and this is the first time I cleaned and organized the kitchen. I found letters and notes that you had written to your ex.
What's your point?
Why are you keeping that shit?
I didn't know it was in there.
That's because you don't clean and organize.
That's because I...
The next one is false memory syndrome.
Oh, that's you right there. This, go ahead, read that. This is totally you.
Many arguments are not about the facts of what happened, but how it's remembered. Everybody mythologizes...
What? Let me try that again. Take two.
Everybody makes up the past in order to put themselves in the best light.
I don't think that was the word,
was it? Everyone paints the past in order to put themselves in the best light. So when it comes down to trying to work out what went wrong when you had a disagreement, it's best very hard as each person uses imagination to supplement memory. Indeed, create memory, and therefore you can never quite agree on common facts.
And that's the way you tell stories, because you'll be like, well, as I semi-remember it, I would like to tell it this way.
That's what I do, mm-hmm. all the time.
Right. Like, I cleaned up the kitchen, and you had all these...
I think I have a box down here still of your ex-wife's stuff. What was the point in keeping that?
She hasn't come to get it yet.
Have you told her they're here?
Yeah, many times. I think many times I've said, you
What's
need
her
to...
What's her address?
I don't know. Give and you would be address. Mad if I knew. Why do you know that? Why?
Why don't you send her a text with my number and tell her to send me the address?
Oh.
Because that wouldn't be weird.
That would be very weird.
The next thing is blame addiction. One thing most of us don't grow out of is that when things go wrong, we need someone to blame. We find the force of circumstance too threateningly random an explanation. Introverts blame themselves. Extroverts blame other people. That's why they often end up together.
And which one are we?
I think we probably both.
I think I'm pretty much the introvert.
Are you? You blame yourself?
I'm pretty quiet.
Well, there's a lot that you should be blaming yourself for.
Like what? I'm just kidding. Like what?
Like the, how are the sheets?
What sheets?
The sheets that you threw onto the kitchen table because you don't ever fold sheets.
They're folded.
They're not.
They are folded. I think you came along and folded them.
Not yet.
Oh, you mean
that
the ones
was last
you mean,
time.
Oh, you mean the ones up
Today's.
There right now.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot about those. Yeah. I forgot it.
I don't miss things.
You don't. You just latch on to it and won't let things go. That's why we fight all the time.
Number six, who decides what's best for the children? We're talking about the dogs here. If you have a family, a large number of arguments are about the right way of bringing up children.
I think a lot of couples do that.
A
lot of couples.
Too.
And I think that's one of the things that people don't discuss before they get into a relationship. That's one of those things when you used to date, it used to be like, we have these questions. Like you almost should have a checklist to go through and go, how do you feel about religion? Which one are you? Are you, if we have kids, are we going to bring them up your or mine? Say, like, you're Methodist and I'm Baptist. Say that, and then that's we're not. But I'm saying, well, that's it. Which one are you going to use?
Right.
So I think people don't do all that kind of stuff. Like, do you believe in corporal punishment? I would never spank my child. Then they've got to fight about that.
Right.
And I think they should decide all that stuff long before they go, hey, we both like to hike. We should get married.
And hike together every day for the rest of our lives. Let's get married on a boulder.
Don't you know people like that, though?
I do. A lot of people that we know have gotten married really quickly because, like, there's a lot of couples, like, since we started dating 5 years ago, are already married.
Yeah, throw that in my face. Again.
I don't want to get married. The
you
next
do,
thing
too.
Is
like, there's magazines laying around, Modern Bride. I just look around, they're, like, laying. Why have you started to do stuff like that?
I just thought maybe they would have good decorating ideas.
Uh-huh.
The next thing is interior design. Look at me. Once again, this used to be one partner's domain, the woman's. But now, metrosexuals like Steve insist on elephant's breath rather than jade coral. Or the Eames...
What are elephant's breaths?
I don't know. Elephant's breath? I don't know. Huh. I don't know. I walked into your house and you're like, it's decorated. Please don't change a damn thing. Here, 4 years later, I'll give you a bathroom to decorate. Gosh, this looks girly.
It does look girly, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, do you not like the way the house is?
No, I think it's great. You can ask anyone that's ever been here when you're not here. I'll be like, oh, look, Steve's amazing.
And he's not gay.
Right. Whoa, hit the microphone. The next thing people fight about is money. We don't.
Would you like to change the decor of the house?
No, that would be too much work. I don't have the brain power right now.
Right now. So you're saying you would if you weren't so stressed at work?
I think I'm good. It's great. There are a couple things, like maybe put up some blinds. Like, you didn't believe in blinds.
No, I kind of like the open light. I like light in the house. So
right.
I've never been much of, like, cover that up. What if people look in the house? Well,
then they're going to see me naked.
Yeah. That's one of the jokes. I did that. Speaking of which, I did a joke when I was in Oklahoma City, no, Tulsa, about running around the house in naked. My underwear or naked, either one, you mm-hmm. know, because that's the way it is. And like, what if somebody looks in the window and sees you? Ooh, I'm sorry. Did I offend the pervert looking in the window?
Oh.
Because they shouldn't be looking in your window, right?
Right.
So it's your house.
Right.
So whatever you do in your house, it should be okay, right? Like I read a thing the other day about a guy that went out on his porch naked to get like mail or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't against the law because it was
his porch.
His house.
Right.
So is that right or wrong? Is it everything behind a door or a wall is okay? Or is it your property? Yes.
I don't want to see, you know, Jack next door naked on his front porch getting his paper.
Good morning, Janet.
Jack, you paused. Do you need me to call the psychiatric people? Yeah. The next thing people fight about is money, which we're very separate, which I am okay with. I know some couples that never join finances, and I'm okay with that.
Are you?
You pay your stuff, I'll pay mine.
But then again, that doesn't mean you haven't come together as one. You need to come together as one.
I don't want to get married.
Then quit leaving these magazines around.
The next
Do you
thing,
really not want to get married anymore?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. If we haven't done it after 5 years, it's probably not in the cards. That's what I figure. If it was something we wanted to do, we would have done it already.
Oh, are you saying that's something you would have wanted to do?
No.
Are you putting it back on me?
No, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth, lady friend.
That's kind of what I got from you. Like, well, if we would have something that we would have wanted to do, we would have, you know how you use the word we as not, you know how you kind of, yeah.
Do I do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
The next thing people fight about is relatives, which we don't fight about relatives. You've never met mine.
Again, she brought it up another podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops. But it's fine.
Didn't somebody just write us and go, dude, you need to write a book on how to do this.
How to avoid the family. You live 12 hours away from them. It's not like it's easy. You can't just go over there for dinner one Sunday.
Exactly. They don't just drop in one afternoon.
Thank God. And that's why I moved 12 hours away. The last thing is holidays. It's the gap between hope and reality that makes it a killer. They like Christmas and birthdays with their family. You like Christmas and birthdays with yours. How do you split them up? And I don't know the answer to that. Do you?
I think that's a big, big problem. I think
it is, especially with all these like split families.
Right. Especially because people, they're not just split. It's not a cross-town split. It's like states and mm-hmm. stuff now. And I think the best way to do that is like you would do custody. Okay, this one's with your family, next one's with mine. This one's with your, mine gets this one, you get that one.
Right. But then you got to stick to it. But then there's some people that get, well,
we always do Christmas with yours. And we
my
always
mom's
do.
I'm sick.
So we should do Christmas with mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a solution? That
no.
was your solution?
Yeah, I guess that is my solution. But I do see the whole thing of if they're sick, maybe you should.
Right. I didn't mean that badly. But I have heard of some people like maybe they're not that sick.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're just using that as something to throw in the other person's face.
Oh.
Yes.
You've heard this?
Yes.
Do you know somebody that did this?
Possibly, yes.
Someone you...
There was like always like a reason why that person's family needed to be over the other person's family.
Are you talking about your ex?
No. Oh gosh, no. We never did holidays at my parents. Ever.
Who is this that we're
just a friend, just a friend.
Oh,
yeah, no one that you know.
This wasn't one of those kind of thinly disguised.
No way, Jose. Okay. No way, Jose. So that's a lot of girl talk. What do you got on your plate? What are you sharing?
Vanilla Ice got
Got what? He got iced.
He got iced. You know, he copped a plea bargain for.
He copped to a plea bargain.
Because apparently he really did break in and steal stuff from the house next door.
But it was a misunderstanding,
That's
Gabe.
What he's saying. Well, for those that don't know, Vanilla Ice does a show on the DIY network called the Vanilla Ice Project. And he remodels houses. And he was doing a house, and the house next door to his was empty or abandoned. And apparently they broke in and stole a bunch of stuff. But just because a house is empty doesn't mean somebody doesn't own the stuff. Would you ever think about that? Would you ever think about going and getting stuff?
No.
Because I know somebody that did that. I actually know.
Did they get in trouble?
No. Here's the story. And I won't say names, but a person had a neighbor pack up and leave in the middle of the night because...
The rent.
So you know these stories. But like, we're just getting out. We're leaving.
Right.
They left. So this person and another neighbor went over to the house and saw all this stuff they had left. Like record albums and exercise equipment. But furniture was gone. Like, it was just like random stuff left around.
Okay. But they knew they were gone.
They're gone because they knew they were packing up and leaving in the night. And so they see the person come back for their stuff.
Out?
Well, those people came over and said, "Have you seen anything?" "No." "So we're going to call the cops because we've been robbed. Our stuff has been..." So the cops came and were asking all around about the stuff.
Did they get in trouble?
Well, the person told me they hid, like... told her husband, "You go to the door. You go talk to the cops." And like, "No, don't know anything. Don't know anything. Haven't seen anything. Don't know anything." And this person said she was about to poop in her pants. She was so afraid.
Yeah.
And then after the cops left that night, they took everything back and put it in the house.
Did they get caught?
They did not get caught.
What a stressful situation.
Would that not be a stressful situation?
Oh my goodness. I couldn't. Mm-mm.
Would you even think about that?
No. I mean, I'm not. Mm-mm. I even have a hard time. Like, you pick stuff up that people put out with their trash.
I am a picker. I'm an American picker. I'm okay with that. And I've been like that all my life.
Right.
I'm all not. My life. But if you're driving and it's trash day, you look over and you're like, "Somebody put out a perfectly good chair. There is nothing wrong with that chair."
Right. That's fine.
Okay, I've done that. I've like some of our storage stuff. I got storage tubs that the neighbors had thrown out.
Why do you throw out tubs?
I don't know. Why would you throw out empty storage tubs?
I don't know. And I didn't know you picked those.
I did.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I got a fax machine one time. Somebody had thrown out a perfectly good fax. I thought, I'm going to bring this home. It's either going to work or it's not. If it doesn't work, I'll throw it away. Came home, plugged it in.
Ta-da!
Worked fine.
Nice work.
So obviously you know what year that must have been if I'm still talking about fax machines.
Was I born
Does
yet?
Does anybody still use fax machines?
No, I actually had a candidate ask me for my fax number today so they can fax their signed offer letter to me. And I was like, I don't have a fax number. I was like, but do you have a smartphone? Well, yeah. You can take a picture and email it to me. Oh, good idea.
Does that work just as well these days?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have to be saved as some kind of certain file or a...
No.
Just a JPEG of anything is fine? Is that...
Yeah.
Oh.
As long as it's legible.
Oh.
I have the original, you know, if they want to compare.
One of the reasons I've always kept the house line here is because I have a fax machine attached.
You could probably get rid of that.
I might have to do that at this point now.
And when was the last time you had to fax something?
Last year.
How many pages?
4.
Yeah.
I had to fax a contract, remember?
Or if you do need to fax something, I'm sure FedEx, Kinko's, the library still have those options. But the cool thing is we have a scanner, and you can scan an email.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. And that's what we actually have 2 printers that scan fax or email.
There you go. We're just bragging McBraggersons right now. Dang.
When was the last time you faxed something?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Y'all never fax at work?
No.
You get faxes.
There is a fax machine in the building. I don't know how to. Mm-mm. No. I think we have e-fax, where we can fax out.
Well, things have started to run together so much. I don't even know. Because I know a couple times I've had people say, can you fax that over to me? Like, can you?
No. Can I email it to you? Like, why? Why would they want to fax over email? Everyone has email.
True.
More people have email than they do a fax machine. I betcha.
Do you remember when everything came in? Was it already there for you? Like, email most of your life was been around?
When I was 16.
Was it new and exciting to mm-hmm. you? Was it random?
Yeah, like, I would get into chat rooms on AOL.
No, that was coming up. I'm talking about email.
But yeah, that all went together in my world.
Okay.
I signed up for my AOL and I discovered chats and IMs.
What chat rooms would you go into?
I don't remember. There were no crazy ones.
Come on, you.
No, I was 16.
What I'm saying.
No, 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 no. I would I would go to like Nashville chat rooms because I always was obsessed with Nashville and Hollywood chat rooms, hoping I'd talk to someone famous. Someone once had me believe that they were Lieutenant Dan. I think I still have the postcard he sent me. We became friends.
That said
friends.
Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah.
Do you think it was Lieutenant Dan?
Think so.
Just somebody.
Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise.
Yeah.
You think it was just somebody catfishing these days? Or
possibly,
that's what
but I was.
Now.
It's not like we ever like talked about meeting or anything. Like it was just chatting. It was all very innocent.
I think I told you this.
ASL. Was it ASL? Age, sex, location? A/S/L.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's when you start talking
to someone, ASL.
Wow. Forgot about that. That was a past because I... did you ever do CBs?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever do the breaker wire?
Oh, gosh, no.
I thought even the Hill Country, you guys didn't do that? Y'all didn't do that between the hollers or...
No.
Between the moonshiners that were running the
hills. It was entertaining to watch or listen to the police scanner, but we never talked to people.
Yeah. But the CB lingo had all that, and I'd forgotten that was the next step up was the chat room that had all the abbreviations of things.
Gotcha.
Because you couldn't do all the typing that you could now. It was the same thing like with texting. Texting used to just all be like total abbreviations.
Right, because you got charged per letter, right?
Yeah. Did you ever do those abbreviate?
No.
You didn't get into that kind mm-hmm. of parent looking over my shoulder kind of thing. That was one of the...
No, because I didn't get texting until I was out of college. Someone sent me a text in college, and I was like, that's going to cost me money. I called her, do not text me.
Did you really?
Yes. Because I didn't have texting
on my phone.
This
will cost me a nickel. Now stop it.
I didn't have... I was a poor college student. And I didn't have texting, so I couldn't respond even if I wanted to. And now look, I hate calling people. I'm like,
Texting is absolutely the best way to do things.
I know, but don't you miss that connection with people?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if I really, because it really is, it's just the communication. I need to tell you these, get this fact out of the way. That's why when I see people just randomly talking on the phone, I always think, what do you have to say? What could you have to talk about? Like today, I was
business.
When you see people just on the phone driving, you think it's business?
No, I think there's some people out there that really just like to
talk.
I have some friends like that, and I'm a good listener. But I like my quiet time.
Well, with texting, you can do multiple things. Like today, I was loading the dishwasher, listening to the news on TV, and was able to text you that I was about to go to the T-Mobile store.
Right.
So there was three things that could go on at one time instead of like,
but aren't
I'm on the phone,
the
I can't hear you, let me turn the TV down, hold on, I'm trying to load the dishwasher.
Aren't you one of the people that says that multitasking isn't something someone can do?
It can't do well.
Mm. So what were you doing badly in that situation?
Probably loading the dishwasher.
Great. We're going to get poisoning from dirty dishes.
No, they're clean. I already unloaded them and wiped them off because, yes, they did not come totally clean.
Bad news bear.
There was, ever pull something out and you go, is that a piece of rice stuck to the...
I wash it again.
Do you? Is that what you do? Mm-hmm. I just stuck it under the sink and washed it by hand.
Oh.
A couple of different things that, like, that didn't even have rice on it when I put it in here.
Oh, funny.
So that's what I think the best part of texting is, though, is that it allows you to semi-multitask. And by multitasking, I don't mean watching TV and doing something. I'm talking about the multitasking that people are trying to do all this stuff at one time at work.
Right. Like, write a new hire offer letter while you are listening to a conference call and actually getting something out of it. It's impossible. I always end up typing the word that I'm meaning to say, and I can't do it.
Yeah, and the multitasking thing that that I was referring to was a study that said you don't actually multitask. You stop what you're doing to do something else.
Right.
That's the way the brain works. It's not like we're not like a system like there's Windows with apps running in the background.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I would be so much more efficient.
Wouldn't it?
And if I had a couple more pairs of hands. Okay.
Okay.
What is your favorite YouTube channel right now? Just one. You can only name one.
My favorite would have to be CTFX. Is that what it...
Or Internet Killed the Television.
Internet Killed TV.
Yeah. Mine is
Charles
BF.
And Charles and Allie.
Yeah. Mine is BF versus GF. I love them.
What got you hooked on them?
I don't even know. They have a life that I want. They seem to get along quite well. They're very active.
They do a lot of stuff.
They do. And I'm sitting in my cubicle doing the same thing every day. And I'm like, they got a drone. He got to go meet Rocky. You know, it's just awesome. But anyway, I found this article, 7 YouTube stars working hard to become the next Oprah.
Oh, all right. I haven't seen this.
Yeah. Surprise. Number one is Michelle Phan. She is one of the queens of YouTube's beauty scene. Uh-huh. I don't watch her. I have tried, but she's not my bag. But she is one of the first beauty girls of YouTube. Grace Helbig. She spent years documenting her everyday life online, and now her soon-to-be premiere E-channel talk show marks the first YouTuber-run show on a major channel. Helbig stepped into the space left open after Chelsea Handler's departure last August.
I know who she is because I've watched some of her stuff. And she's also on another channel. And she has a book out right now.
Yes, I have seen her book. The next one is Tyler Oakley, which everyone seems to talk about Tyler Oakley.
I don't get Tyler. I've watched his channel a few times, and I don't get it other than the fact he's just... big and fancy.
Oprah has heard the Life You Want tour. Oakley comes to you in his PJs for the Slumber Party tour. Yeah. The next one we both like.
Now what is that? What is...
I've never watched his channel, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. The next one is Zoe from England.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Millions of fans flock to Zoe Sugg or Zoella.
Mm-hmm. I do like her and her husband, Mike.
Are they married?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Yes. So, Zoella, I was thinking of... I'm confused. Let me see.
Yes.
Oh, no. That's Alfie's girlfriend.
Yes.
Alfie. Who's the other one that I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
The one we started watching Vlogmas.
Oh, that's Fleur.
Fleur and Mike.
She's in England. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, Zoe. You know, Zoe, I watch her and Alfie's channel.
Yeah. She has beauty tips and style hauls on her YouTube channel, but she also produces her own branded cosmetics and has been featured in high-end fashion magazines like Vogue. She recently added a new notch to her belt as a best-selling novelist. Despite drama surrounding her use of ghostwriter Zoella's debut novel, Girl Online, outpaced the first attempts of literary heavyweights like J.K. Rowling and E.L. James thanks to her massive online following. The next one is Connor Franta.
Don't know this one.
Formerly 1/6 of the now disbanded YouTube Team Dream collaboration channel, Our Second Life, Connor Franta stepped into his own in the past year. The 22-year-old YouTuber came out on his channel to be a whirlwind of came out on his channel to be a whirlwind support, and then he started branching out and building his personal brand. He's made waves outside of the YouTube space with various projects, including his Billboard charting compilation album of his favorite upcoming musicians and a gourmet coffee line. He's now planning a tour in Australia with fellow YouTuber Troy Sivan.
I don't know that one. I'll have to check that one out.
The next one, I blame her for even getting me into YouTube. We both love her, Jenna Marbles.
She is the one that got me watching any channels at all. Because her weekly video, you're like, okay, when's it? And then you start looking forward to it.
Yes.
Like, I think that's the one thing that consistency is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because we're not.
She started. No. It's not my fault.
No, I know it's not.
You travel.
Yeah.
She is YouTube's top female-helmed channel with 14.8 million subscribers.
Wow.
Jenna Marbles has YouTube in the bag. She's recently expanded to radio, hosting a weekly pop and emerging digital music show for SiriusXM. She's also racked up every accolade possible for a digital star. So expansion to the mainstream is the next destination.
I can see her making it big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then the next one is Hannah Hart.
Don't know Hannah.
She's grown from intoxicated cooking show host to an all-around digital star. She released a best-selling book in 2014 that was a combination cookbook and self-help guide based on her massively popular My Drunk Kitchen series on YouTube. She also expanded outside the drunk cooking brand, starring in film projects like Cramped to Coda and the upcoming Electra Woman and Dinah Girl, both with fellow superstar Grace Helbig. Hart's also a do-gooder with her Have a Heart Days of Service, rallying heart sexuals nationwide to give back. Well, so we love YouTube, and YouTube people are, they seem to be taking over the world.
They do. Now, let's give the our listeners who we listen to. I'm looking up on your, look up who, well, I'll give mine. I mean, I'll.
I just, that's why I started off with our favorite. I figure we don't want to bombard them.
We should wait for our next podcast, and we'll give the ones that we okay, that's good idea.
Yeah, and that'll give us time to not search through our phones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of them there on your list that are not on my subscription list.
Right. Do you know who Karl Lagerfeld is?
Karl Lagerfeld?
Yes.
Yeah, the designer?
He's a fashion icon.
Yeah.
He said that his cat made 3 million euros last year.
How?
She did two jobs and made 3 million euros. One was for cats in Germany, and the other was for a Japanese beauty product. I don't allow her to do food stuff and things like that. She's too sophisticated for that. She has had something unique. She's like a human being. But the good thing is that she's silent. You don't have to discuss it. She hates other animals and she hates children. So there's pictures of her in some advertising, and she is a doll.
Like a grumpy cat, kind of?
No, she's a cute cat. She's adorable. Like, you could see her in a Friskies commercial, but she doesn't do food because she's way too sophisticated for that.
But I bet she is so well-kept and groomed.
Yeah.
Like well, every day.
Her owner's a fashion icon.
That's
I bet
saying.
She, like, poops on gold flakes.
Right. Like, oh, you have a hair out of place. I mean, that picture looks like it was styled.
Yeah. Adorable. But our cats are slacking.
If I was rich, I'd have the dog groomed every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, if you were rich, you could just, you know what I mean? Every day you could have come in and go, this curl doesn't look right in his forehead. Could you cut it? Because you know how a butterfly looks when you first get
groomed, yes.
That poofy poodle look.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as soon as that gets a little greasy, it starts to lose.
It becomes dready.
So you have to have it like you would if you were a rich person. Every day, please come in and make my dog beautiful.
Make my pooch pretty.
Make my butterfly fly. Well, we made it through the hour.
We did.
Without fighting too much.
Just a little bit. It keeps it interesting.
I know.
They never know,
I know.
When I'm going to fart in your face.
Or when I'm going to stab you over salsa.
Right.
But you don't eat salsa. You just let it go bad. So then I take a bite of it and you're like, this is horrible. Why didn't you throw this out? I don't know. I don't eat it. How am I supposed to know if it's bad or not?
That's how I sound, exactly like that.
Exactly like that. So tell people how to find us.
You can find us at wrinkledsheets.podbean.com. Wrinkled Sheets on Facebook, and Wrinkled Sheets the number one on Twitter, and Wrinkled Sheets the Wrinkled Sheets one at gmail.com.
You are tired.
Woo! But there's one more thing we have to talk about.
What's that?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
And where can they find you?
They can find me at Steve McGrew on Twitter, at Twitter. Anybody that does Twitter, you know that. You could find me on the YouTube. I got a lot on the YouTube, a lot of videos and stuff. And I started to do my own YouTube channel to go along with our Wrinkled Sheets channel, but it seems that everything I shoot just ends up on the Wrinkled Sheets channel.
I'm okay with that.
So, because you don't shoot much. So
I don't do much.
We got to get you doing more.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, what is it?
All right, so we had a donation. We had a donation
that's right.
From
Thank
Hillary
you so,
Bird.
Thank you for remembering that. Thank
and
you, Hillary.
She also, she donated to us, but she also donates to the Sophie Lancaster Foundation. It's against bullying. And
I'm so glad you remembered this.
So I'm not sure if she wasn't sure if we heard that piece of British news in 2007, but Sophie Lancaster was the most beautiful young lady, a goth, and she got beaten to death because of the way she looked by a bunch of sick 15-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So being alternative herself, Hillary said that this means a lot to her. Sophie's mother campaigns tirelessly to stamp out bullying. And Sophie's campaign also means S for stamp, O for out, P for prejudice, H for hatred, I for intolerance, and E for everywhere. So stamp out prejudice, hatred, and intolerance everywhere. And we just want to thank her for her donation and thank her for educating us when it comes to Sophie Lancaster's foundation. So if you're, I know a lot of people are fighting against bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great way where you can donate to a campaign that is also trying to do that on a larger scale.
Yeah. Now, how do they, one more time, how do they donate?
Just find Sophie Lancaster Foundation.
Okay.
Just Google.
Yeah. Because Hillary donated to keep us on the air. That's how this
right.
thing. Because she listens in the UK, and we appreciate that,
mm-hmm.
and appreciate her donation. She has been one that's donated several times.
Right. She said she donated again, and we really, really,
really appreciate
that.
It. Yeah. And she's one of our fans that loves the show.
Yay.
And I'm finding out more and more of that.
But you can love the show without donating.
You totally can.
Don't make people feel bad.
But I have had people come up to me at shows. I just remember this now that we're talking about it. That quote stuff from our podcast.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. And so
don't be quoting bad stuff.
I think that's really cool. Because it's kind of like when I was on the radio and people would come up and say, you know what you said last month about such and such? And you're like, I don't know.
No.
But people remember more than you do.
Because it, yes, and I do the same thing. I do the same thing. We're sitting here just talking, and they're listening. It's easier to absorb than it is to absorb when you're also talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. So anyway, thank you. Thanks to everybody
that
listens.
Thank you, Hillary.
And we appreciate it. If you feel like donating, please do. It's on our Podbean page.
Wrinkledsheets.podbean.com.
Yeah, and there's a little donation button there. You can do 5, 10, 15, 20, 1,000, whatever you need to do. Well, wouldn't it be nice if somebody donated 20,000?
That was kind of a big... You wouldn't tell me, would you?
I would, because then we'd go ahead and finish the studio. You know how we've been talking about this needs a wall?
$1,000 would not finish the studio.
20,000?
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah, you're tired. You're tired. I said it twice, even. All
right. Remember how we hear what we want to?
I know. Well, yes. Say goodnight.
Good night, guys.
Good night. See you
Have
next time.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.